Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel
94.1. All right, 9:13. Welcome to Monday. Weinstein, what is the latest on that? How many people have come through on this thing?
Got to be careful, though, because about every person who comments on it, then they get in trouble.
Oh.
It's sort of like
it's a firebrand.
Quicksand.
Okay.
Don't get close. You walk near it, you get pulled in, because a lot of people who came out attacking him, people now immediately look in your backfield.
Oh, gosh.
And go, how dare you when you did it too? So people are just like, comedians making jokes about it, get in trouble.
That's not fair.
It's a very sensitive subject right now. There are a lot of people. I mean,
and
I don't know
that
if
it
you
shouldn't
guys
be.
Have,
not that no one's saying it is, but it's funny how how issues in America now, you pull everybody in. Like, we never go to the source anymore. We just start fighting with each other.
Yeah. It just, right? Anybody who talks seems like they're in it.
Well, have you seen on Facebook today? There's like this whole trend about cut and paste Me Too.
Yeah.
It's the Me Too campaign. And it's if you've ever been, somebody who has experienced sexual harassment or sexual assault, you know.
Me Too, and you're sharing your story.
You're sharing. So just by saying Me Too, you don't necessarily go into details, but by, you know, posting Me Too, and this is men and women. I mean, this isn't just a single gender issue. Then you're sort of like spreading awareness. And it's really startling when you start going down and you realize like how many people have had a moment where, you know, they were meant to feel, preyed upon in some way, usually like in the workplace or something like that. I mean, but it can happen anywhere, I guess.
I guess I feel left out, really. Me too. Wow, that's interesting. I don't think I can take part in that. I don't recall myself ever being felt like that.
A friend of mine who is a guy told a really interesting story about his time performing in Chicago and how there was a woman who was on the crew, it wasn't in the cast, but was working, you know, in the crew and was stalking him. I mean, and how ashamed he felt because it got to the point where she was, you know, she was stalking him and he went into a place and, you know, and he got, you know, the police were there and he's like, this woman has, you know, she attacked me in my car. I got out, I got here. And the cops were like, are you serious, dude? Like go home.
Go home.
Like,
there.
Whatever. You're a dude. I don't know. She thinks you're hot. Whatever.
Well, yeah, that's what almost would probably still happen today.
Yes.
But the reality of it was, is he's like, it wasn't a one-off. I mean, this woman was following me to my home. She was doing, you know, and I was trying to get help and everybody was just like, well, don't be so handsome, I guess. I mean, don't be such a hot guy. Girls won't throw. And, you know, he said it was startling. I mean, he went to the production and he's like, you know, this woman is.
I'm not saying that's a non-issue. We feel sorry for the guys that have had an attack like that. But I can say that, speaking as men, that's not really the main issue there. I know we're being PC and saying for everyone, but it mainly is the Me Too stories are women being assaulted in the workplace or whatever.
With a guy sexual harassment.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's piling on a little bit now to have
guys out there.
Like, Me Too. She came on to me so hard.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you're in a situation like that, it's got to be. I mean,
it
his
is.
Feelings
no,
are
it's
still
a weird
real.
Thing. I'm it's, sorry, it's saying. Strange. I don't know. Party? Have you? Have, you've had friends, guys, if a girl went at you, people aren't sympathetic.
No,
and no one feels like, you know, you were in a
no matter what my
cattle
story
car
is.
In Poland. I mean, people are like, okay, did you get up
whatever.
The next day and move on? I'm not saying that's the same with ladies. It's different. It's a different power dynamic.
Yeah, I don't know what the, I mean, it'd have to be pretty aggressive, I guess, for me to feel as if I was violated myself,
right.
You know.
I mean, if you have somebody who is not taking no for an answer, male or female, mm-hmm. I think that, and if you try to get help and nobody's there for you and this person isn't stopping, that it doesn't matter, you know, guy, girl, it's still an upsetting situation. And I mean, it was just interesting to hear a guy perspective on it of like how, you know, how that can happen in that world as well, you know, for men. I mean, you expect it just to be, I don't know, a female driven issue, but there are a lot of guys that feel that way as well.
And these were most of the guys that Molly was interested in her 20s.
Right. I mean, and that girl he was talking about was
long
me.
List raising their hand.
Have you ever?
Molly too. That's the hashtag Molly too. Yeah. Yeah, she was into me. And I said no. And I said no again. And
what?
Again. It's all these Chicago cops.
Don't be
like,
so
yeah.
handsome.
Oh, is that such a bad problem there, pal? Another guy came before seeing him. Molly Cavanaugh went at him. She's on Second City. I think she's funny. All right? We get old.
Yeah. I could see there. Everybody have a situation that they just don't take no very well, right? I mean, there's
it's
a
so
moment.
Bizarre. I just can't even imagine. I would be mortified. I would be absolutely mortified.
You've never been in a situation where you take no for an answer from a man?
Yes, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've ever been in a situation where it's like
crazy
been that,
stalking or something. No.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever been in a situation where I've made someone feel uncomfortable. I don't know. I mean, if I have, it'd be
the
news
difference
to me.
Is with guys because yeah. we can be physically imposing whether you thought you were or not because there's the unknown. Women don't know what you're necessarily going to do. Yeah, and I can completely understand that. I've joked about it. I had a friend, a mutual friend, where I woke up and it was. Happening.
Yes.
She was, you know, it was just like, no, we're friends. It was that kind of thing. We didn't want to. And I mean, the next day I tell friends, a couple of them, and no one was like, are you okay?
Hug me.
I mean, it's a different dynamic. It really was. I wasn't rattled. I was just like, I don't know if she remembers. It was just, it is what
one
it
of
is.
Those things. Yeah.
A lot of people do grimy when Icky. They're drinking. And I'm saying the perspective goes the other way would probably be a different angle. A lot of people hook up when they're drinking. I mean,
well, and the weird thing,
that's the other dangerous sadly, area that you're supposed to be careful when you're younger, you know, consent gets a little dicey when people are drinking.
Yeah. Well, but the problem with a lot of these stories is you can't blame alcohol. I mean, these are people that are just
power pumping.
Right. I mean, this isn't something like, oh, things got weird and it was a little too much. I mean, this is workplace. This is, you know, Tuesday afternoon. Come into my office type of weirdo stuff or
that I mean, you were doing to the men that you worked with.
I mean, you know, I don't want to name names, but yes, I don't know.
You got that on tape. Yes.
Molly was a manager at a Kinko's in Chicago and made all the male employees wear roller skates and assless chaps.
You liked it.
I liked the skating.
You liked the chaps.
A little whip.
There was a really funny. So last week, that show Great News on NBC, there was a really funny bit. They tackled this, like the idea of like a workplace harassment. And it was Tina Fey who was the one harassing the guys. And then at the end, she's like, I just want my golden parachute. You know, guys, go ahead. She's like, you know, Roger Ailes, he got $10 million. I just want to go away. Just give me my money. And I mean, so she was like fake hitting on these people, hoping that they'd go to HR and rat her out so she could get her golden parachute like all of the men CEOs do. And she's like, a woman can't even get equality in like the sexual harassment workplace. It was really funny.
I just want my golden parachute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 402.
That even sounds dirty now, right?
Yeah, the golden parachute. Yeah, it all sounds dirty anymore. Be careful.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Morning. 9:34. Your high today is going to be about 70.
It's going to be nice.
It is going to be nice. People are already texting to golf.
70s and sunny all week.
Oh, yeah.
Lows in the 40s, mid to upper 40s, lower 50s. So okay. It's going to be fallish. We just got to figure out. We don't know what La Nina
is going to do to us. We're talking diaper drive already, people. That's in the middle of December. we'll dive in when we get everything all down, but it's the same thing. We're trying to get a bunch of diapers for the women and children of the Liddy House, and so we'll see how the weather is and how permitting that's going to be. But yeah, La Nina or La Nina?
La Nino.
It's not El Nino. This year is La Nina.
Okay.
And here's a headline from AccuWeather. Okay. La Nina to fuel abundant snow in the Rockies. Bitterly cold air to blast Midwest.
Ooh, blast us. Ooh. That sucks.
I don't know. We'll see.
Nobody wants to get blasted.
We're kind of in the middle area. They're saying the southern plains, southwest California can expect a milder, drier winter than last season. I think, remember, we've seen the way the weather changes. Omaha is going to be kind of at the southern edge of the Arctic cold.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not a weather guy. I just read what the weather people say on the interwebs.
I just read stuff.
But yeah. Our diaper drive is traditionally been weird. It's been like the start of the winter season, where on the Friday of the diaper drive, the weather has traditionally been, it's weird, nice. Mm-hmm. And then by Sunday, it's cold.
It's freezing. Reminds us of what we just did mm-hmm. and what the people go through. By the way, it's December 15th, 16th, then 17th.
Last year, the Friday was kind of cold, getting colder. Saturday, brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Brutal. One of the coldest we can ever remember.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're just becoming pansies.
That could be bad as well.
You know. Then Sunday, I don't even recall what Sunday was like. At that moment, cold. You're just cold. You know.
Not as cold as Saturday, but...
You know.
We had wrapped up before the sun dipped. I mean, I remember the Saturday of last year's diaper drive. We're in the parking lot of the Linden Market Hy-Vee, and it was like a different temperature on the far end of the parking lot, on the southern edge of the parking lot. It was like, we're stuck in the cold. It was like Empire Strikes Back. We almost have to cut the tauntaun in half and throw your body inside. No,
I thought they smelled bad. On the outside.
And the next thing, I make it inside of the Hy-Vee to use the toilet, and I'm walking through the Hy-Vee head to toe. People are like, did that guy just come out of a blizzard? They're like, what? It's like 60 degrees in the parking lot here. Where do you live?
Where are you?
And I went back, and I was trying to use the restroom. I had to get through like eight layers to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Walked out, ran into our boss, Mark Todd. We're both unthawing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is terrible.
I know.
And everyone else was just shopping. It was just a normal Saturday.
Yeah, just a day
else.
For them. They
someone
hadn't been outside all
dollar.
Afternoon.
There's a dollar.
Wasn't it weird?
It was strange because I would go into the restroom in there and I would have to run hot water over my hands just to thaw them out.
You know? We were like, it's winter on the other end of the parking lot. That's mm-hmm. I know that's only 70 yards, but over there, it's cold.
Everyone else is wearing shirts, t-shirts, shopping like it was nothing. So.
It's weird. I don't know. So we don't know what effect. And last year, that wasn't
the worst we've
La
been
Nina.
Through. No. So hopefully it's not nearly as bad. 15th, 16th, and 17th are the dates. Grab diapers, people, when you can. If you see them, just, you know, pick them up and just throw them in your trunk. We will remind you over and over. Trust me. We'll be back.
Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1, is proud to present Grammy Award-winning artist Ed Sheeran at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, October 13, 2018. All this week, when you hear our Ed Sheeran shout-out.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. Want to see me perform live?
Be the ninth caller at 402-938-9400 to win your pair of tickets to the show. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Ed Sheeran at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City on October 13th, 2018. Win tickets all this week before you can even buy them with Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning to you. 9:51. Chi's here. Chi, who won the front row tickets to Pink?
Her name is Marianne.
Okay,
congrats.
Congratulations. Thanks for entering. Last week, everybody who wanted to show us their Pink showed us their Pink and went to channel94.com and entered. Good response. She got front row tickets. And yeah, congratulations.
She has that hair tickets, too, right? So.
Yeah, we'll post the picture here on Facebook and Instagram here in just a couple moments.
Ooh, how's your weekend? Good?
I mean, as good as it can be.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
You know what, though? But we got two touchdowns, which was two more touchdowns than we had last year. And Ohio State did not score more than 60 points. So you know what I call that? Improvement and progress.
Oh, there you go.
That's called turning a frown upside down.
I was really proud with it. And like the fans that held on to the balloons, commitment. Real fans, that is commitment. And I was really appreciative watching that on TV.
Yeah.
So go Big Red.
I know. Go Big Red.
It's probably starting to hamper balloon sales. That people are like, I don't know if I want to hold on.
For 2.5 hours.
It's gonna
that's
be
what
a
we're
while.
Saying. We need to change the parameters. That it's first down.
First down.
I don't
let
know.
Let the balloons go.
Whee!
First pass thrown.
That might be better.
Completed.
First pick six.
Completed. Yeah, first pick six.
How about that?
So, all right, so what do you got going on today? You've got Channel in the City, of course, at 1 o'clock hour.
Then we have Ed Sheeran tickets coming up after 11.
Everybody wants that. It's Arrowhead Stadium next year. Listen, for that shout-out, just call number 9. All right. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
I hope you get a hug.
Yeah, I got a hug. I almost called her baby. I'm now trying not to
careful.
Say.
No. You can't call Pink
careful.
Baby. That's not, that's not cool.
It's better than boy the last time, so I feel like that's an improvement.
Yeah. A move in the right direction.
All right, we'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day. Enjoy the day. And do yourself good.
Check it out.
Channel 941.com.